They, the Jews, to really get over, kill the German Nazis.
Give them any courage.
And run out, yes. Yeah, but too late.
Yeah.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. That's exactly what it is. Too little, too late. But what could they do, you know? What could they do, the Jews? I mean, if you're in a camp and somebody with a gun comes every morning, stands to tell you and kills people just like that, you know?
The famous violin player, I forget his name right now, but he told us he escaped.
Yeah, individuals escaped all the time. Individuals, but like an uprising, including. But even then, a lot were killed in that escape from Sobibor. Okay, folks, this is the children memorial that we're going to go into now in remembrance of the 1.5 million children that have been killed. Those are children, that means they were less than 17. Years old, and what they had done here at Yad Vashem, they put the names of those kids on tapes, and they read the names of all those kids, the day that the name and the country where they were from, and they're trying to put all those names on tapes of all those kids. So it's taking years to read the names of all those kids. Every kid, I think, is 20 seconds. So you can imagine. We don't have the names, of course, of all the people, also in Yad Vashem. We also, you know, we in the computer right now, they put in 3.5 million names that we already have the names and the, and where we can tell information about who they were, where they were born, which town they lived in, and when they have been killed. Because the Germans, by the way, we get a lot of help from young Germans who voluntarily come here to help with the interpretation of all those documents. You know, most of the documents were actually found by the American army in Berlin in the in 1945. They were because you know how well organized the Germans are. So they had everyone that they killed, they had a file about them. They started to destroy them at the end of the war, but a lot of them were still found. So we are trying, and there are young Germans that come voluntarily to help to for us to interpret it and get those files. And then I spoke to one of them, and he told me that they can pretty well today tell about exactly the by those documents, they can tell almost everybody now when exactly he was killed. For the German, everything was well registered, name, time, because they had really, they had made it like, you know, putting in the gas into the gas chambers, and it, how long it took them. They were actually checking on how long it takes to kill 1,000 people in a gas chamber and then put the next 1,000 people in there and so on. Yeah, it's amazing how that thing worked.
Precise.
Yes, how they were, how organized everything would have been.
Do you think that was like a trophy to them? They could look back and see how many people they...
Well, they had a, you know, like the when the, in the trials, when you always have those trials, and they say, how do you, we were soldiers, we were told to do it, and we do it. That's what soldiers are doing. When you've been told to do it, that's what you do. You don't ask questions. In the army, you don't ask questions. That's always the answer. Okay, so we go in. In this museum, the unique thing about this museum is, besides hearing the names and this, that there is only 5 candles in there, but they reflect with mirrors, like, you will see like many little stars, and it is, of course, in and the idea behind it is that when God blessed us, Abraham and Jacob, he said, you will grow and multiply like
the stars in the sky. Right.
So in spite of all of this, what happened, still Israel is alive, and millions of Jewish kids have been living here today in Israel. So this is our revenge, our answer. See, Israel and the people of live here today, and all these young people, that's how we answer. We never went back to Germany and started to kill German kids.
Right.
Nobody did that, which is hard to believe that that never happened. But that's not our way. So our way, this is our revenge.
So, a better revenge.
I wish I was with that.